existent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood. I'm persistent.
Welcome to the Nub episode of Scars and Spirits, and we are nubbing from our past, last episode, I should say, episode number 151. Can't believe we're already up to 151.
Should have done a rom. 151 rom.
I know. Saying. We didn't think about that till afterwards because we're stupid.
And we're sorry. We didn't know it was an Easter episode. So happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Enjoy your families. Have a good Easter.
Hope you had a great Easter. So anyways, we're doing the Perdomo Lot 23rd as a nub. Listen to the last episode. You'll kind of get our take on the cigar. And we did it with scotch, as you all know. Now we're trying it with two different bourbons from a nub perspective to see if we can make our experience slightly more enjoyable.
Make it better, because this cigar was more a cigar than we thought it was going to be. Honestly, yeah, we thought it was going to be a creamy cigar, so we chose, you know, light scotches. And it was okay. Not great.
It wasn't a greatest pairing.
No.
So, anyway, so what are we doing for our booze, buddy?
So, Austin had a good idea. Look, this is an inexpensive cigar. It's $8.50 a stick. So, we chose an inexpensive bourbon. We did an Old Tub Unfiltered.
Yes.
And then, me being the lush that I am, like, no, we got to do it with something else. And something that we have not pulled, honestly, I've had this bottle for over 2.5 years, and I haven't tasted it in well over a year.
We've never done it on the podcast.
Which we're going to have to, because, look, as Austin says, my favorite go-to bourbon for an old-fashioned is just plain old Bullet.
Absolutely.
But we have the Bullet 10. And the Bullet 10, obviously, is a little bit more complex than a straight Bullet. So yes, we're doing a Bullet 10 in the Old Tub.
Yep. And I like Old Tub because Old Tub is bourbon.
It's bourbon. And it's $20.
No messing around. It is bourbon. It's inexpensive. If you want just plain old bourbon, taste what bourbon tastes like, Old Tub. Yep. If we had Old Bardstown, I'd have pulled that.
Yep.
Or you would have pulled that, I should say. It's out of your cellar. But, yeah. So, here we go. So, what are you getting on the Old Tub real quick before we get back to the cigar?
Damn, I just took a puff. Okay.
No, just on the nose.
Okay, on the nose. My nose is full of smoke now.
Old Tub smells like bourbon. Now, it's a little hot on the nose. Just a little.
But it's got... But it has a lot of rye in the nose.
Get the corn. I get rye. I think they must have a little bit of rye. We didn't do any research on these, which we never do that on the nub. We'll definitely, we've
done Old Tub before.
Old Tub before.
Yep. And boy, if you aerate it, the alcohol pops up quick.
Yeah, it does express the alcohol. But I get corn sweetness. I get rye, the pepperiness of the rye.
It's
some
nice
vanilla, maybe a little caramel, but more vanilla than caramel to me.
Yeah, no, it's vanilla. It's vanilla extract.
And of course, brown spices, which...
Yeah, it's a bourbon.
It's bourbon.
And the funny thing is, we poured this about, 6-7 minutes ago, already starting to get a little cloudy. Yep. So it tells you it's unfiltered.
It's an unfiltered.
So again, pure bourbon. Not filtered. It's bourbon.
Bourbon.
It's just bourbon for $19.99.
Bourbon. Drink this all day long.
So take a sip. What are we getting?
So.
Bourbon. But you know what? It's a little bit more lemony. I guess my taste buds today is more on the tart side.
Yeah. There is a slight tartness to it.
A little slight tart.
There's a slight tartness to it.
But
I'm getting the corn. I'm getting rye. It almost has a floral component to it.
It does, doesn't it?
It has a floral. Absolutely.
And a creme brulee. You get that creme brulee kind of burnt sugar at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the sweetness.
Yep. More creme brulee than
vanilla.
Creme.
I'm not getting a whole lot of caramel or even butterscotch, but no. I'm getting a lot of vanilla.
Yeah, I'm getting the creme brulee.
A lot of vanilla. Yeah.
All right. So some water. Let's see what 10-year Bullet has. I haven't had this in a long time.
It's been forever since I've had
nose.
Bullet.
More sweet on the nose.
Yes.
It's
sweet.
It's caramel corn on the nose.
Yeah, I'm getting almost toffee.
Yeah, and it's toffee. You're right.
Almost toffee.
It's like a Heath bar.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly. Without the chocolate.
The
center of the Heath bar.
But you're right. Toffee, you nailed it. Good pickup.
Yeah. But it smells like bourbon. Yeah. It's also bourbon. More towards that traditional bourbon side.
A little bit more tannic on the nose, but not much.
Yeah, the wood is absolutely there. Being a 10-year, you'd expect that.
Yep. So, tasting it.
Wow.
That's good.
It's a sweetness right up front, a sugary sweetness, though.
But rye.
And then, once again, rye. They're actually kind of matched.
Man.
I'd say the Bullet 10 just has more tannins to it, because being a 10-year-old.
It's a slightly more complex, what you expect in a 10-year, but they're very similar.
They're actually fairly surprisingly.
And there you go. So the Old Tub's $19.99. The Bullet 10 goes for about 30 to about 39 to 40 bucks, depending on where you buy it. But...
If I'm going value, I'd take the Old Tub.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, regular bourbon, once, as George said, to me, it makes one of the best old fashions, mm-hmm. if the old fashion's made correctly.
Regular bullet. You said regular bourbon.
Regular bullet, yep. Bourbon. Regular bullet. The 10-year, and I don't like it on its own. Regular bullet's a little harsh.
I don't like it on its own.
But that's why it makes such a good old fashioned, because it's got the hoomph. It holds up with those little harshness, cuts through the sugary sweetness of an old fashioned to where you know you have bourbon in there. The 10 is worth drinking on its own.
Oh,
100%.
Without a doubt. We've done it.
Yep. It's worth drinking on its own. So what are you getting on the cigar with it, with the old tub?
Well, let me take my cigar. Went out while we were talking. I had to relight it, damn it.
My nub just went out too.
Yeah, I've got about an inch left in the cigar, and we're sitting here talking. It went out because it's really humid today.
It is humid. Typical Louisiana.
Springtime Louisiana. All right. Got it lit up. Don't want to get too hot.
You know what? I'm puffing on mine. I'm trying to get it hot.
So flavor-wise, the same thing we had on the last podcast. It's mineral. Salt has really died down.
Amen.
It's still there, but it's now, honestly, I got to tell you, in the last inch, better than the rest of the cigar.
A little more charry.
Char, but it's a good char.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
how
before it was so salty and tart, and if you get a little hot, it kind of bit you back?
I'll repeat what I did in the last episode. My problem is it's a Connecticut cigar. I expect softness and creaminess and things, and this is not that.
No, there's no cream at all.
It's, to me, they wasted their money on putting a Connecticut wrapper on it because you're not getting that Connecticut, those beautiful Connecticut soft, creamy notes.
I can't second that any higher. I agree with you. 104, which I hate to. I want to disagree with them, but I can't. So, all right, let's see what Old Tub has to say.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. The sweetness comes through, corn, white sugar, followed by vanilla, heavy vanilla.
Boy, this vanilla bean. Now.
And it has a little bit of a hug, just a little bit, but more, I shouldn't say hug, more the alcohol is showing up on the palate.
There's a hug.
And then there's a slight hug behind it. But you know, alcohol does show up on the palate with this Old Tub.
So to compare and contrast with the Tla, which was so nice on its own. And with the spirit, it was, I kept saying it's like lemon tea with honey. And then it came back towards the end, like, man, I'm not drinking a spirit. This, you're like, yeah, I'm drinking a spirit. Yep. It has a nice hug. But boy, it is white sugar, and that's good.
It is good. It's good. I love Old Tub. I am not a liquor snob.
Not if it's good, close. It's good.
I'm probably closer to a cigar snob.
You could be snobbish when it comes to a cigar.
Well, I know what I like. Yeah. Maybe that's what it boils down to. You know what you like. So that's not snobby. Just know what you like, what you prefer. But yeah, that Old Tub.
All right, let's see what 10-year bullet has to say.
10-year bullet holds up. It holds up beautifully.
More rye, more peppery.
So
the funny thing is the finish is not as complex as the Old Tub.
No, I don't think so.
The finish gets kind of muted.
It's a shorter finish.
More rye expression.
So I went right back to the cigar, and both of them are actually knocking the cigar down a little bit, which is kind of what we're looking for.
I wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the purpose of the nub, to make it better.
Exactly. It's knocking down some of the things that we're not appreciating as much, as you say. Just put it that way.
Yeah, see, I just went back to the cigar a good minute after I took this. And the cigar is back. And honestly, the cigar is better with the spirit.
Man,
on my palate. So I'm going to go do it one more time. Because I did the cigar on its own. I'm like, yeah, it's back to what it was. Let's see what Old Tub does.
Both are good. So Bullet is stronger flavors up front, less on the rear. Old Tub is less on the front and more on the finish, mid to finish on the flavors.
Yeah, we did it.
That's what I'm finding. Either one work really well.
Yeah. So the Bullet has more rye up front. I think that Old Tub has a lot of flavor up front, but the finish on the Old Tub is definitely better than the finish on the Bullet. But they're both damn yummy.
Oh, well, that's what I said last episode. I think this is a bourbon cigar, not a scotch cigar.
And you nailed it.
And and this is what this is showing.
Because either one of these were better than all three. Because look, that peated scotch, I enjoyed it to stick.
Yeah.
It was very good. Bourbon's better.
And look, we got our cigar memory there. We know what we had for this entire stick. I guarantee you both of these bourbons, Old Tub and Bullet 10, are better with this cigar than those Tomatils.
And you would have had a cheaper experience, right? Again, $19.99 for the Old Tub, less than $40 for the Bullet 10.
Absolutely.
And well, again, now that Tla was $40 to $50, the Petit was $40 to $50, but for the experience, I go to the Bullet.
Bullet. Bullet or Old Tub. Either one. Either one you can't go wrong with.
For an $8 stick, Old Tub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inexpensive and good together. Mm-hmm. Really good together.
So, make it short and sweet. Hope you guys enjoyed that nub. Go get this stick if you like a tannic mineral cigar for $8.50. A lot of cigar for the price.
Yes.
Do a bourbon. Don't do a light scotch.
Absolutely. Amen.
With that, guys, hope you enjoy the nub episode. Go out there and enjoy life.
Insistent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood.